Spam Radio Network.
Because imagine if you're a child who's dropped off at a preschool program where no one understands your language, and your mom just leaves you there and walks away, and you have no way of knowing what's going to happen or when you're going to go home.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon. Thank you for being with us today, Karen. With the large influx of children coming from homes where English is a second language and sometimes a third, many teachers are struggling with how to communicate with children who cannot understand them. Have you found music to be a helpful tool in this aspect?
You know, it's funny that you ask the question in that way, because I, as a trainer and professional development provider, usually recommend that music would be a good strategy. But actually, I often find, just like you asked it, I find that out there when teachers don't know for sure what they should do, music is the first natural reaction to that complicated situation. So it's something that from the grassroots, teachers are finding for themselves as a wonderful way to connect with children from all different kinds of backgrounds. And the experts and the research are showing that that turns out to be one of the best strategies they could be using.
Do you think this has something to do with the movements associated with some of the songs being a physical signal for what the word content means?
Well, I think it has to do with several aspects of music. And one of them, I believe, is what you're talking about, that by using movement, we can get children involved in using their whole body to express feelings or meaning or content. And they can see as well as feel as well as hear what the words are meaning and begin to put all that together to understand their new language. But music also provides a lot of structure and repetition, focus on the sounds of the words themselves and the speech sounds in the word in a way that's really highlighted for the brain to pick up on and make sense out of. So songs are great for that as well. And then the third part is the social aspect of music, which really helps young children who might feel a little left out when they come to a classroom and no one else speaks their language. But through music, they can participate with their friends and enjoy and have a wonderful time. And that's just as important as the academic part.
And that would lead into another question I was going to ask you is using songs as games, because all cultures have circle games and finger games, and what can be done to make these more helpful?
That is true, that all cultures have their own music. One good strategy is to get parents involved in helping the teacher learn some of the traditional children's rhymes and games and finger plays that they use at home, so that the familiar ones can be brought to the classroom. It also helped all the children learn the diversity of music and games from different cultures and begin to really celebrate how wonderful music is all over the world. Also, the use of those kind of predictable activities and games gives the teacher a way to find some kind of music activity that can help reinforce any concept she wants to teach the children.
Well, when in an environment where language can be a barrier, another aspect to consider is that this makes children feel unsafe. Music can be used to calm children. Can you recommend the use of songs for relaxing children, making them feel safe, for example, at nap time?
Well, I think that at nap time, that's a wonderful time to use music and help children feel safe. And again, one thing I would do is ask the parents to send in music they use at home. Because imagine if you're a child who's dropped off at a preschool program where no one understands your language and your mom just leaves you there and walks away and you have no way of knowing what's going to happen or when you're going to go home, then if a tape would come on and play the songs that you hear at your house, it could really make a difference in how you get through the day and how you could relax for your nap time. And then if families send in those songs and the teachers can learn them along with the children, then imagine how the child could begin to develop that relationship with the teacher. But even without that, just the calming nature of beautiful, soothing music has a connection to the way the brain reacts, the brain chemistry, heart rate, all those scientific things that we know are affected by music, that's a universal language. And we know teachers can affect children with music no matter what language, or even if it's a child with language delay who doesn't know any language.
That's excellent advice. Many Americans have a concern that if we use their language, they won't speak our language. Can you make a statement or two that will help to convince our listeners that that's not the reality and give them some direction to get them comfortable bringing other languages into their rooms?
Wow, that is so important, particularly for young children under the age of 7. There is a growing and large body of research that shows that when we take away the home language from those young children too soon and immerse them in English, they actually seem to do worse academically, and that the achievement gap that may be caused by taking away the home language actually may get worse and worse as they get older and older. So we have found that the best way to support children's successful transition to English is that at least in the first 5 to 6 years of life, we need to continue supporting that their learning of their home language and supporting learning in the home language, also exposing them to English. And that's the way we can all work together so that all young children can grow up succeeding in American schools and becoming fluent in English while celebrating the value of keeping their home language as well.
Do you have an anecdotal story maybe about a child you might have worked with where you see the difference, the transition from coming to you, not speaking a word, and then because of using dual languages, this child is successful? I know that I had a little boy one time that was adopted from Korea, and the first word he spoke in English after being at school for a day was music, which just melted my heart, you know? So I know it makes a difference, and I'd love for you to share if you would.
I just remember one particular little boy that just, you know, sat there wide-eyed and you could almost see him shaking for days. It was so difficult. And I did work with the parents to try to learn even just a few words. And that child at that time spoke Vietnamese. So it wasn't a language that I had experience with. But they did actually teach me a couple of little songs. And that was easier for me to learn. And then I had more words in his language that I could use. You could just see the spark coming back into his eyes. And it seemed like not just that I learned the language, but that I was making an effort. And after a couple of months, I kept trying to learn more and more words, and he got more confident. He started correcting me. And he started feeling like the teacher. And he went from that poor kind of faking little shy, scared child to being the master of everything. And it was a wonderful experience for both of us. And now I know some of those words myself.
Is there anything that I haven't asked that you're thinking our audience really needs to know this?
I think one sort of reverse point that we should also add to this discussion is that all of the things that we've been talking about that are helpful for children who come from different language backgrounds are just as valuable for the children who speak English. And nothing that we talked about today is different from what would be best practices for all young children. So we're not asking teachers to add like a new curriculum or a whole new set of practices, but to just go with those basic instincts of what, you know, how music is great for all children and supports all learning for all abilities. And so the children who speak English learn so much about their friends and neighbors just the way the dual language learners learn about our country as well. And it's great for everyone who is involved.
That's a wonderful closing statement. Very uplifting. Thank you so much, Karen. It was a great interview. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media as part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.